Farewell and adieu, Springfield mask mandate. Mass pothole ranking may or may not shock you. The Irish flag is up in one town. Spray painting a bridge? Target stores are hiring with a good hourly wage.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our program. This is the last day of the month of February. That's right. It's not a leap year. It is February 28, and you have a cold start to the week for Monday. Let's take a look around the region in just a moment. First, your weather. Mostly sunny and breezy today. Highs 24 to 28. The winds are northwest 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, variably cloudy. Extra blanket weather. Lows 6 to 12. Well, the Springfield mask mandate is a thing of the past as of today. City officials made the announcement last Wednesday, citing a decrease in COVID cases during the week of January 9th through the 15th. The city saw almost 3,000 cases, compared to mid-February seeing 279 cases in a week. The most recent data from the state does show Springfield reporting more cases in the last 2 weeks than any other city or town in Hamden County. Hit a pothole lately? Well, we happen to be the fourth highest state with the nasty little divots, and I wouldn't question that for a second. A recent summary report from the National Transportation Research nonprofit, that's known as TRIP, found that 40% of U.S. roadways, encompassing highways, arterials, and local roads, are in poor or mediocre condition, and the result of this is an average cost to the single driver of $621 per year for vehicle repair and maintenance. Now, when you consider the total number of drivers in the U.S., that few hundred dollars per driver tallies up to $141 billion overall. Now, here are the states with the most pothole complaints. I feel like the late Casey Kasem. I'll give you a number five down to number one. Number five, California. 18.4 complaints every 1,000 kilometers of road. Number four, Massachusetts. 18.7 complaints for every 1,000 kilometers of road. Number three, New York. 20.5 complaints for every 1,000 kilometers of road. Number two, Hawaii. 20.6 complaints for every 1,000 kilometers of road. And number one, Rhode Island. 23.4 complaints for every 1,000 kilometers of road. So, we're not the worst, but we're right up there, as they used to say, among the paint cards. Now, here are the states with the least pothole complaints. Number five, Iowa. Number four, South Dakota. Number three, New Mexico. Number three is actually a tie from New Mexico to Montana. Number two, Wyoming. And number one, Idaho. Want to move to Idaho? Well, a few potholes and plenty of potatoes. In Holyoke, the Irish flag has been hoisted, though. And that'll probably not be the only thing hoisted at St. Patrick's Day. This is at the JFK Monument, the 69th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Next month will be Joshua Garcia's first as the mayor of Holyoke. Mayor Garcia said he has strong feelings about the late president. Now, that Saturday's return of the St. Patrick's Road Race and the following day, thousands marching and thousands lining the parade route. This is just never a good idea. The Connecticut State Police report February 9, a trooper was entering the Whitehead Highway from I-91 southbound, exit 29A, when he saw two individuals under a highway bridge actively spray-painting graffiti on the support beams of the bridge. The trooper pulled over and began to approach the individuals, but they ran. A short foot race came to an end when the individuals decided to stop. So, 29-year-old Kevin LaPointe was spray-painting his tag, as they say. He was taken into custody and charged with criminal mischief. LaPointe has several previous arrests for similar crimes in Connecticut and Massachusetts. Isn't 29 a bit too old for this? Well, there's a great way to keep yourself from doing this sort of thing, and the embarrassment and the arrests and so forth. It's called a job. Speaking of which, workers at Target stores, or should I say Target as some do, and distribution centers in places like New York, where competition for finding and hiring staff is the fiercest, could see starting wages as high as $24 an hour this year. That's not bad. The Minneapolis-based discount retailer said that it will adopt minimum wages that range from $15 to $24 an hour, with the highest pay going to hires in the most competitive markets. Now, it currently pays a universal starting wage of $15 an hour, so that's quite a jump. The new starting wage range is part of a company plan to spend an additional $300 million on its labor force this year, which is going to include broader, faster access to health care coverage for its hourly workers. In January, average pay for retail workers, including managers, jumped 7.1% from a year earlier to $19.24 an hour. Now, that's faster than pre-pandemic gains. In January 2020, pay for retail workers rose from 4.2% the previous year. In January 2017, it rose just 1.7% from the previous year. Mayor Sarno and city officials joined with Springfield Dominican community for flag-raising ceremonies. Mayor Sarno and city officials were with the Springfield Dominican community for Dominican Independence Day commemoration. And those there also included State Senator Adam Gomez, State Rep Orlando Ramos, City Councilors Maria Perez and Zeta Govan, Mayoral Aide Minnie Marrero, and Latino Chamber of Commerce Director Andrew Melendez also on hand. And in attendance also Bethania Rodriguez, Vice Counsel for the newly opened Dominican Consulate Office in Springfield, and Emily Rodriguez, President of Central Culturally Deportivo Dominicano. And finally, here is the curbside pickup menu for next week's meals in Chicopee. Now, you must call 534-3698 to place your order. Meals provided for Chicopee residents 55 and older, and the meals are $3 each. Here's what you get. Monday, March 7, chicken parm with broccoli. Tuesday, loaded baked potato. Wednesday, pork chops with mashed potato and a vegetable. Thursday, ham and Swiss grinder with chips. Friday, veggie lasagna with a roll. Now, if you order and can't pick it up, you have to call to cancel. And they ask that you please bring exact change. All right, Chicopee, bon appetit. And thank you very much for being with us on our program. Tuesday's show will feature all of this great information about the Pioneer Valley, but also we will include the arts with a visit from our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. And that show will be up online in the morning and available to you on demand throughout the day. Brad Shepherd, today is the service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I am he, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.